All right, so this is me, Rosalie, and over there is Sarah.
Hi, everyone.
And this is the very first episode in what promises to be a long run-off podcast about the Clare Market Review. So yeah, we're just gonna talk about the history since this is the first episode, and then we'll take it from there after that. So yeah, Sarah and I were both there when it got restarted, but you were there a bit earlier, I think.
Yeah, so I came over to LSE in 2015 and I saw this little kind of pamphlet slash brochure magazine that was just waiting to be picked up in the old building, and I picked it up. It was the Clare Market Review, or what was the Clare Market Review then. Whenever I came over then for freshers, there was no Clare Market Review stand, so in first year there was no Clare Market Review, but in second year I contacted the SU about restarting it, and another guy called Sam Furman had actually done the exact same. Sam was a master's student whose flatmate was involved with that 2015 issue that I had actually picked up long ago. We met up, talked about like plans to get it restarted, and along with Rosalie, who I met from an English literature course, and Nash, who was a member of the Beaver team, who was also really interested in kicking start. We kind of just met up and it went from there. It took a lot of organisation because there was only four of us on the team initially, and then obviously Sam, being a master's student, I couldn't really dedicate a lot of time towards the end.
He had a full-time job as well. Yeah. He was a part-time master's and a full-time job. So.
So along that, we managed to publish only one issue for the year, but to be fair, the first term was really setting it up and contacting the people that we needed about funding, and also gathering up enough things to publish, because as a small team we were just kind of going off personal contacts and people who we knew were
the first weeks were so like, oh, so what do? We just like come here and sit and be like, what now?
Like brainstorm different themes and go through like, oh, this would be cool, we could do this, we could do this. And also we had to completely learn how to do InDesign.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
So Nash had some InDesign skills. Rosalie, did you have any? Like,
I mean, no. Like, I knew of it, and I had seen a bit, but I had never really used it.
Yeah. Like, in high school, we had an ICT class where we basically just would play with Photoshop and never actually really learn anything from it. So then using InDesign, it was... like a lot of YouTube videos were watched trying to teach yourselves how to do it. I did learn eventually. It took me probably a half an hour to turn out one page. Whereas
I know. Like, when I do it now...
It was time-consuming, yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's... So, we took so long then. And then this year's first issue, we also took long. But the thing is, we still take long, but it's more like because the quality is higher, so you just spend the same amount of time on a better layout, basically.
Especially this year's theme. Like last year I ran as the head of design thinking, oh yeah, I know how to do InDesign now, I'll be great. And then this year we've got like two absolute whiz kids, Rudy and Elizabeth, and they're just like, they have just such a good eye, and they can actually, what they see in their mind, they can really replicate on InDesign, which is the program we use to like edit it. But they can actually get the art from their heads onto the page. Whereas for me, I can kind of format it in a really basic way.
Yeah. But especially with like the issue of last year, at the end, I was just opening a page, just putting the photo on there and just being like, this
That's
is
it.
Done now.
Yeah.
And like, there's so much more that you can do if you just take the time to think about it.
I think that's probably what's special about Clare as well, is that it's not like part B of the Beaver is arty, but it is just the same format every week, and they like put on the poems, they put on the photographs. But with Clare Market Review, it is that little bit more special, because even the
you
format
can play
is
around.
Also art.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone a bit more towards uniformity with the next issue, which is Artificial. Like,
it
we've
suits
got
the theme, yeah.
Yeah, we've got the same font, and we've got like the same size as in a lot of instances, like same size title, same size and font, like author, but like we still change, like it's there's still liberty to sort of change not only the color, but also just if you wanna bend the text or whatever, or like slant it, or do it differently. Like we still can do that. But yeah, I remember also those first meetings, because I was so lost as well. Because like you and I just like go on about the fonts, and they looked exactly the same to me, and I was just like, what is this? Like, I don't care. I don't have an opinion on this.
Or trying to figure out, should we call it Claire or Claire Market Review, or should we put the Market Review under? But then people will be like, what is a Market Review? Like,
yeah, but same for Claire though. What is Claire? And also how everyone just spells it, like with an I in between.
It's actually it's named after the street outside the old building.
Yeah, there used to be a building as well that was the Claremont building, but it's gone, I think.
But also that spelling of Clare, the C-L-A-R-E, is the same as the County Clare in Ireland, which, being Irish, I just thought I'm going to mention.
No, yeah, because I tried to look it up. I tried to look up where Claremarket came from, because I went to the archives of Clare, because it's been around since 1905, and it was like more the newspaper then, because the Beaver only got started in like the 1940s, I think. So before that, like Claire would come out and there would just be articles in there and society reviews as well. It was actually quite fascinating. And there would be like little doodles as well already, but it was much more newspaper like. And I think that is where they said the Clare Market was like, it was an actual market as well. It was like a meat market, I think. There used to be two slaughterhouses on like where now the old building is, I think. So yeah, that was cool.
Just on that, Clare's been around a long time, and back in the day, Bernard Shaw used to write for it, Spike Milligan used to contribute, Bertrand Russell also used to contribute himself. So it is
who's Spike Milligan?
He's like a comedian. He does like political kind of caricatures.
Yeah, because like the thing is, it says that in a lot of places, like, but I don't know where it comes from, because we don't have any of the issues after like 1926. We only have them like from 2010 onwards, I think, or something.
You can kind of see it as well in the it's in the library, the archive, isn't it?
Yeah, but that is until 1926.
Yeah. Just some of the old issues, like what Clare is now, it's very much more geared towards the artsy kind of sense, whereas I think they used to publish like every law change, or like some they used to publish different changes that had been made in Parliament during that time,
I read them. Yeah. I've got some pictures, like there were some doodles. There was like just union politics about who the Gensec was in the time and everything, and it was like I don't know, it was weird because it just seemed so different, because you wouldn't have like a year, you would just come to university at any point and you would be a fresher during your first year, and then you could just stay and just leave at some point. I don't know, it seemed very weird, like you'd have to have like a certain amount of time for your degree, but you could just like come in and out whenever, it seemed, from what I read of it. Because it's in the women's library archives, so you have to like actually book in, leave your bag behind, there's like pillows for the book so that you don't bend the spine too much, that sort of stuff. You have to like be very careful, get the boxes out, you can only have one box at a time. But yeah, because they're really old, and you can sort of see it, like the layout is a bit lame, but it's cool.
To talk about what we've been doing with it this year, this is the first year that Claire's basically been running as a fully functioning society / media team.
Fully functioning.
Yeah, fully functioning is a bit of a stretch.
But, we're getting there.
We're getting into the rhythm of, like, the aim is an issue per term. So far we've published...
Escape the Maze.
Escape the Maze was the Michaelmas issue, which was published early this term.
The Michaelmas issue.
We work on it in Michaelmas. You don't get to see it until...
I mean, the plan was to do it, to publish it at the end of Michaelmas, but Like, to be fair, we couldn't have pulled that off. Like, because it's just...
That was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, because it's just... Because like, that is what we sort of didn't do last year. I don't know. We didn't print a paperback.
Mm-hmm.
And when you print a hardback, which we did last year, they sort of help you out. But they don't with paperback. So I had to, like, go back to the layout and change a lot of things. And there were a lot of things that I just didn't know about, which seem a bit stupid if you know anything about it. Like, didn't know that I had to put in bleed marks and crop marks.
Mm.
And I was talking to someone from the Beaver. And I was like, do I really need that? And they were like, yes. And like, there were fonts that weren't embedded. I didn't think that was a thing. But yeah, so that was a problem. And there's just, because we do it with like more people. So there's the files that are on different computers that you can't then change.
Mm.
So either you just have to lay it out again. And yeah, so we, the page layout wasn't proper as well, because some pages were supposed to be next to each other, but then they didn't start flip over, which looks a bit weird.
So the one that we've just finished editing, has been... Artificial, sorry.
Yeah, artificial.
The title slipped me. Yeah, that one's going to be published. Well, we've sent it off, but...
It's going to be here March 21st, so we'll publish it March 22nd.
Fab.
I'm really excited, because, like, with the last issue as well, I put so much time and emotional energy into it. And then, yeah, in the end, with delivery, I wasn't here. And then I didn't get to see it until after Christmas, when I got here before my exam. But, like, it was nice, but there were also, like, such obvious things that you would say are so easy to prevent, and we just couldn't do it. And I think that we've got a lot less of that now. Like, for example, we misspelled so many names. It's so embarrassing.
Ooh.
In this issue. And I sent them, like, the ones that I know of, sent them an email.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, sorry, sorry. Because, like, basically what happened, for example, like, they sent an email, and I put their name into the drive. But then I put it wrong into the drive. And then, like, from that initial spreadsheet, it, like, sort of spread around into other documents. So I had to, like, go back and change that all. But I think, like, I triple-checked. I think all the names are correct in the one that's coming. I don't think there's pixelation either, which is nice.
Yeah, pixelation's a big thing, because you think it's going to be okay. And then once you see it in print, it almost looks worse, and like a tiny bit of pixelation on the computer screen isn't as bad, and you think, oh, it'll be fine, but you see it in print and you're like, oh no, what have I done?
Yeah, but it's like confusing as well, because InDesign pixelates automatically, and then when you export it into a PDF, it's actually fine. We're going
usually
like,
fine. Yeah.
This is probably not interesting for anyone but whatever.
This is how to publish a magazine if anyone's interested.
Yeah, and yeah, because like when I sent it off the last week, I misplaced the spine or something, so the printing company also had to call me and be like, the spine's not in the right position, you need to change that. And like those kind of things, that would really fuck all up.
Yeah,
so it's important that it's like perfect. But yeah, and like we always got like a small animal here, like so on the spine. When we were looking at old issues, we sort of spotted that, and we were like, oh, we want that. We didn't do it on Metropolis.
Yeah.
And then I nearly...
Metropolis is a bit of an outlier when you look at the prior issues, isn't it?
It's got the wrong number on it as well. Because this is... Because we're volume... So every year is a volume, and it starts in 1905. So we're now in volume 113. And that one's got 113, but it shouldn't have. That is 112. And this is 100. Like, that one's, yeah. It's, like, so different. It's much more serious, I think. And, like, the fact that it's a hardback.
Yeah, it feels like this is the start of the new one.
Yeah.
I really like the, like, cover... I'm not sure if you've seen Metropolis, because there wasn't that many of them, around campus, but I love the cover art for it. It just it's so special.
I've got Yayan. He sent some artwork for Artificial as well, so he'll be in there again. Yeah, and we printed like big posters of the cover as well.
Yeah, so come to the media center and pick one up.
Yeah. No, yeah, because I think I will just print them for freshers next year.
Oh, I think that is just perfect. Yeah, that is
amazing, actually. Yeah. Yeah, we'll print some more. Mm.
Yeah, Freshers' Fair actually this year was quite successful for Claire.
It was so stressful.
Yeah, because the issues themselves are quite enticing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were really lucky that we had like the old ones still lying around.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of issues, because also for the one that I ordered last week, we had 4 pages less than the last issue, but for some reason it was so much cheaper.
Ooh.
So we've kind of got the sweet spot when it comes to number of pages, if we can fit it in, and yeah, we'll have a lot of issues that we can just hand out during freshers, which is perfect, which is I think where you have the most reach.
Because I think like from last year, a lot of people were saying that it's nice to have something arty and a little bit different at LSE, like even when you're coming for a modsy finance degree or something serious like government politics. It's nice to have a bit of a creative outlet where you meet like-minded people.
Yeah, although to be fair, like what I think was our biggest flaw this year is that like at the AGM, there were a lot of people that were interested, and we just didn't know what to do with that interest in the end. But for next year, I have this plan to make one, because we've got a summer issue now. And that's okay, but it's not great because we'll have to edit like in exam season, and that's just not cool. So I was thinking, I really hope this is gonna work out, like it's still in the early stages, but to just have one issue instead, so no summer issue, but just one issue that's gonna be called Fragments. And we'll have like 3 drop-in sessions on a Saturday or something where you can just spend a day, pop by and just edit your own pages, and everyone can have like 6 pages if you're interested or something, and so you'll just be able to like do it all yourself, because now we're kind of like, yeah, just send us your work. But I really like, I would not really like send work or anything. Like I do a bit of drawing, but I never really write, so I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna write something for this.
Yeah.
Because like there's editing and then there's writing, and some people just write, but some people just want to edit. So yeah, kind of hoping to facilitate that next
year. I think that's a good idea as well, because like it's free to sign up to Claire Marker Review, so if a lot of people sign up, but then we just have to kind of channel their interest. It's like, oh, send us your art, and some people are quite private about that kind of thing. Like it is quite special. So if you were able to edit it and kind of there's a place to publish it, because it is a student publication, it's nice to like have a home for that on campus.
No, but yeah, like I think that we are not just a publication. Like I think we should kind of try to just get people, if they're interested, to come, because I think that is just important. Like, no, we're not a society in the strict sense, as in we do things, but we do hang out, and I was like, people are interested, and I've been working my ass off basically, and I'm just like, but wait, like surely there's something that they could do, because on the one hand I was like, but there's nothing really other people could do because we just do it ourselves. But I was like, that actually isn't true, like they just maybe don't have the skills but that's what we're here for as well, I think.
Yeah, because I mean neither of us had the skills this time in first year, so yeah, it can be learned. And
So yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. Like, I really hope it gets off the ground. I need some funding, because I'll like just buy art supplies as well and just make it some sort of painting thing.
Zulim's also been quite supportive this year with the creative societies. Like, I know at the moment there's a Festival of Creativities going on. So in the SU there's the visual arts exhibition. I think there's a lot of other things on this. There's a little pamphlet going around, and it's got all the different creative things that are on. the dance show is on next week.
Next Monday. Just like the Literature Society open mic night, also next Monday.
These are just shameless plugs now. Come to our events.
Yeah, I know. We're probably not going to publish the podcast before that anyway, but...
Well, tonight, if this gets published before it, we've got our AGM, so you should come along. And
oh, no, that is just sad. What if people are like, oh, I want to go to that?
Yeah, and then it's like, sorry.
So
savage.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make a document, I think, because I think when we got here, we had zero information on how to do it. Mm-hmm. But we did have the cupboard, but there was just nothing in there.
Yeah.
I think I'll just, because like everything's on the drive, which is also my catchphrase these days.
It's on the drive.
But yeah, I'm going to print out a document that is just basically the drive with some further comments. Because we've built all this information and we've painstakingly built it as well. Like
through trial and error, a lot of it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Is there anything we could say to wrap up?
Do like a final plug. The theme for the new issue is silence.
And after 20 minutes of us talking, you will want silence.
So send your stuff. Like, we look for anything. Like photography, art, drawings, poetry, short stories, essays, plays.
The way I like to say it is anything that can be published in 2D. So even if you have a 3D sculpture, take a pic of it and send us that.
Is that it?
Bye!